Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God here at St. John's Christian Church. It is a blessing to have you here and connected in for our time of worship on this holiday Labor Day weekend. I ask you to pay attention to page 5 in your bulletin after the service of worship. You can read all of the announcements that are highlighted there on page 5. In addition, please know that I believe on September 14th, we are hoping to restart the community meals. They will be held in the gym here at St. John's. The first 2 weeks are hopefully covered by meal teams from St. John's, and then after that, other teams are on the schedule. So we are starting that back up and need people to help with setting up and serving and clean up and all those kind of things. So please be aware of that. There's no sign-up sheet to help. The right number of people just always show up. So we look forward to restarting that ministry of food and fellowship. Again, we have a blast announcement coming in a moment. On the day before, on September 11th, Saturday morning, 9 a.m., we could use some help setting up for the 12th. We have awnings and the stage platform and games and sound system to get ready and those kind of things, so could use help. If you could be here, please let me know. And then on next Sunday, during the education hour, we're restarting those ministries. The preschoolers will be meeting in the preschool room along the first floor hallway. Faith Village, kindergarten through sixth grade, will meet in the well upstairs. Our 7th through 12th graders will be meeting in the youth room, and then the adults will be meeting here in the sanctuary towards the back of the pews. So please prepare yourself for coming and learning more about what's going to happen in the coming year. And speaking of the blast video that is coming up on the screen, and here comes Chrissy.
We're T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, we have the program ready to start, 2, 1, 0, booster ignition, and liftoff of Shuttle Endeavour.
This just in from Mission Control. All systems have been checked for go, no go. We are go. The countdown continues, T-minus 1 week until we blast into a new ministry year here at St. John's. Mark your calendars. Reach out to church family you haven't seen in a while. Invite family and friends. Sunday, September 12th will be filled with activity to help us reconnect and recharge. 8 a.m. worship will be in the chapel. At 9:15, there will be Sunday school for all ages. There's an opportunity for all of us in Sunday school. On that day, we'll have outside worship service at 10:30 on the East Lawn, next to the storage building. Remember to bring your lawn chair or something comfortable to sit on. After the service in the fellowship hall will be the annual chicken barbecue dinner, so please make plans to stay for lunch. For those who are unable to stay, takeout will be available starting at 11:30. A free will offering will cover the cost of the meal. But wait, the day doesn't end with lunch. Following lunch, there will be activities for all ages. For the young at heart, there will be inflatables and gaga ball. Yard games will also be available. For those of us who enjoy a calmer setting, you can join us in a rousing game of bingo. Or better yet, just spend time visiting with your church family and friends. Reignite those relationships. Let's blast into another year of ministry, all for God's glory and honor. Believe, learn, and seek truth together.
Thank you, Chrissy. I have been scoping out the East Lawn a couple of mornings this past week to see where the shade is going to be from 10:30 to 11:30, so I'll try and mark that off. So if you want to sit in the shade, you'll be able to. There are also several other churches in town that are relaunching on that same day or the following week because I heard from some that they had tried to reserve the inflatables and they were already taken. Jokingly, I told them they could have them if it rained. And that's what they said as well. As we turn to our worship of the Lord this morning, we read from Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 18 through 20. Hear this word of the Lord. Then I realized that it is good and proper for a man to eat and drink, and to find satisfaction in his toilsome labor under the sun during the few days of life God has given him, for this is his lot. Moreover, when God gives any man wealth and possessions and enables him to enjoy them, to accept his lot and be happy in his work, this is a gift of God. He seldom reflects on the days of his life because God keeps him occupied with gladness of heart. Let's pray. Holy God, we come into this time of worship, thanking you for your presence with us, praying for the inspiration of your Spirit to lift our hearts, to lift our minds as we sing and as we pray, as we listen and as we study. Lord, we thank you for the gladness that we have in heart through Jesus Christ our Lord, in whose name we gather together and in whose name we pray. Amen.
I invite you to stand as you're able as we sing together number 493, "It Is Well With My Soul," and take comfort from its words of assurance.
What a
Just a couple weeks ago, we were blessed to hear our confirmands recite together the Apostles' Creed. Let us do the same to confirm our faith. It can be found on the back cover of your hymnal or on the screen above. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
And as a reflection on Labor Day, here is a video clip entitled God's Work.
Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for my family. Give us this day our daily bread. Please watch over us. Protect us. Keep us safe as we travel. Make us healthy and strong. Be with our kids today. Help them learn and grow into godly young men and women. Thank you for your word. Help us know you more every day. May we never take for granted your beauty and your creativity. And for those who are hurting, who are hungry, or lost, or helpless, bring hope. Send rescue.
Help us. We've lost everything.
God's work, and what a blessing it is to be a part of that. So we come into a time of prayer this morning, kind of returning to what we used to be doing and haven't done it for a while, but asking you to share any joys or concerns you have that you would like the congregation to be in prayer about. So does anybody have anything to share? All you got to do is raise your hand. Teddy?
Karen Cowell passed away this week. The niece of ours.
Bud and Tootie's niece, Karen Cowell, passed away this week. Kenny Walker shared at 8 o'clock service that prayers for his son, Kenny is doing, prayers of Thanksgiving. Kenny is doing so well and appreciates everybody's prayers and just wanted to share that as well. And you look at the back of your bulletin, you can see the other concerns from this week. All of his siblings or your siblings?
All my siblings. Okay. All his kids.
Okay. So Richard sharing that Wayne enjoyed some time out at the family farm with all of his children present. When you go like that, I'm thinking you're raising your hand, so be careful. It's kind of like bidding at an auction.
I just want to lift up our church, that we have a great blast off and people come back and we can serve together.
Appreciate that, Gloria. Praying for next Sunday and the Sundays after as we start once again. Carrie. So the fun experience in the summer for the Connection Sunday School class with new people and getting to know them and studying as well. So thank you for that. I remember this time that we're going to sing before I pray.
Let's prepare our hearts with number 433, Sweet Hour of Prayer.
Gracious Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord, we come into this time, this sweet time of prayer, thanking you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who blesses us with forgiveness and grace, who blesses us with life and promise, who can fill us with hope as we trust and believe. We thank you for the power and the authority of your Holy Spirit, for the Spirit's wise counsel, for the Spirit's active movement in our hearts that prompts us to do more in service, prompts us to be wise in how we live. Lord, in this time of prayer, we pray that you would connect us together, as Christians, as a congregation, as people, as servants. Lord, we bow in your presence, knowing you are the great I am, and that you call us to worship, you call us to service, to mission, to love, to fellowship. Lord, this morning we lift up the joys and the concerns that have been shared. Lord, we are thankful that Kenny Walker continues to do very well, and we pray for his continued health. We thank you for his parents, for their love and for their nurture and for their care of their son. Lord, we pray your peace. We pray your sense of hope upon Bud and Tootie and the rest of the Cowell family, upon the passing of Karen. Lord, may they know your peace. Lord, we pray for Judy Sears, who was able to be at 8 o'clock worship and still dealing with back pain and other health issues. And we pray that her perseverance and her patience would be a blessing in this time. We pray for John Barr, the father of Mary Hall, who continues to recover and recover well. We pray for Chloe Merrillett as she continues to move day by day past the time of the surgery for this latest nerve recovery. We pray that that has been effective and continues to heal. We pray for Bryce and for Jody as they go through days and weeks of months of recovery and strength. Lord, continue to let them know that you love them and you care and your spirit of healing is upon them. Lord, we thank you for the celebrations of life, for Wayne Spieth and his family, his children, to gather together and to enjoy family time. For Connection Sunday School class with new people coming and studying, for Lord, for that time to get to know one another and sense that Christian fellowship. And Lord, we do pray your blessing upon the ministry here at St. John's and the churches around the area, the churches around the world, that many are going through a program time of relaunching and reconnecting. Lord, we pray your blessing upon next Sunday. Lord, we have the audacity to pray for good weather. We pray for that to work out so we can enjoy the outdoors. We can enjoy the indoors. We can fellowship. We can worship. We can enjoy. To give you all praise and glory as you have taught us to pray, hear us now. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We have any children that want to come forward? Didn't think so. You didn't want any honey for breakfast this morning, did you? I took the honey from home. I have a jar of honey. Does anybody know where I might have gotten this honey from? Lynn does. This did not come from the store. We're talking about Labor Day and the labor that went involved in this. We lived next door to Tim and Jamie Beck, and back sometime in the late spring, they had a swarm of bees on their property in two different locations, but the bees were smart enough to also lodge in one of our trees. And so Tim called somebody at Carlin Honey. And they came out, and in three different areas, they captured the swarm of bees. And I was asking, well, I told Tim, thanks for getting this taken care of. How much do we owe for the services? And we found out not only were the services free, but he gave us each a little jar of honey because we called him instead of trying to, you know, get rid of the bees in an unhealthy way. And he gathered the swarm and he took it back and you know, eventually put them into hives and those kind of things. And, you know, he by the end of March, he had made 31 calls to capture bees. And he told us the bee population in Northwest Ohio is strong, and then over months, you get this little jar of honey. But to think of all the labor that can be involved from the bees and the worker bees all the way until we get to enjoy this honey on whatever you might have. Here is a wood carving. It is of the foot washing, where Jesus is washing the feet of one of the disciples. This came from a store like 10,000 Villages. So it was made overseas in another country and through that whole fair trade. But the labor involved, we have had several carvers in our congregation, and I am amazed they can do that intricate work. I do not have the patience for this. I like to do things within an hour. I'm sure this took a few more than just 1 hour. But the labor, the time, the giftedness in making this, we can appreciate. And then, because of the foot washing, on Monday, Thursday, I went out and I asked Mark Nafsinger at the pottery shop in Souder Village if he could make a pitcher and a basin. And if you're here on Monday, Thursdays, and some other times, we use that as a prop to talk about the foot washing. But I am one that enjoys going to Souder Village, and I could just stay in the artisan's place all day long. I have been there to watch Mark make the pot. I've been there to watch him make the handles. I've been there when he sticks it on and then gets ready for the kiln. And all of that labor that goes into something that looks so simple. So I was going to talk with the children about our labor and where does our labor begin. In Genesis 2:15, Scripture tells us that the Lord God put the man in the Garden of Eden to take care of it and to work it. And that is the birth of our work. And so all of the things that we have in life, whenever we pick something up that we buy or we've made or somebody else has made for us, to think about the labor that is taken and to thank God for the gift of labor.
One branch of the work of the church is missions and evangelism. Please stand as you're able and we'll sing number 307, Send the Light.
There's a call.